An Ohio State professor is now leading the nation's oldest association of black physicians. Dr. Leon McDougall is the newly installed president of the National Medical Association. It was founded in 1895 and works to eliminate health disparities, improve access, and increase diversity in medicine. Dr. McDougall joins us this morning. Welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thanks for inviting me, Steve. Glad to join you and your audience.
We're at an extremely unique time in American medicine, obviously, with a pandemic that is disproportionately affecting black people. In regard to COVID-19, what needs to be addressed to help African Americans that you think has not been addressed so far?
Well, one is invoking the Defense Production Act, whereby there will be a great deal more of testing kits made available. And in addition to that, personal protection equipment. And on top of that, people adhering to CDC recommendations concerning physical distancing and wearing facial coverings and a mask. You know, Steve, it is just absolutely mind-boggling how we as a nation cannot agree to wear facial coverings, thinking that it is some type of political statement. COVID-19 doesn't have a political party. So that's is frustrating.
We just saw frustration with racial inequities in policing ignite the largest protest in a generation. Do you think they made a difference when it comes to the overall health of African Americans?
Yes, from a standpoint of first, one has to have a movement to bring these issues of great concern to attention of the public, whereby then leading to public policy change. And you've seen, Steve, across the country, there have been changes proposed and implemented for law enforcement, whereby there is more accountability, restructuring of the system of police enforcement, and paying more attention to those underlying social determinants of health. Perhaps instead of trying to buy tanks, we should be investing in social workers and mental health specialists.
A big reason why many African Americans say they're more hesitant to go to the doctor is they won't be believed or they'll be talked down to. Besides getting more black doctors, what else can be done to help solve that?
So all the things that you just listed are important and they are interconnected. We know that with African-American men, especially with having African-American as their primary care provider, they are more likely to follow through with healthcare maintenance, even flu shots, even colonoscopies. And then we also know that faculty, students who go on to become physicians, practicing physicians, are more likely to provide service in communities that have been underserved and are populated by communities of color. These are known facts.
Dr. Leon McDougall is a professor of family medicine at Ohio State University. He is also the brand new president of the National Medical Association. That's the country's oldest association of black physicians. Dr. McDougall, thanks again.
Thank you, Steve.